Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 23rd regarding Donna Votano, V-O-T-A-N-O. Donna Votano was a 55-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work. On 12-21-20, she slipped and fell on ice coming out of work and landed with her left side and arm abducted. Period. She was seen at an urgent care facility the next day, believing she injured her neck. Period. She then drove from Reading to present to this facility, but had numbness and tingling in her hands on the way. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She did undergo surgery, implanting a plate in the neck at 3 levels. Period. She has completed a course of active treatment. Period. She followed up with Dr. Reich, R-E-I-C-H, at Robert Wood Johnson through 10-13-21. Period. She needed a drain for a blood vessel post-operatively. Period. New paragraph, we are not in receipt of her early contemporaneous treatment notes. Period. The medical records supplied begin on 1-13-21. Ms. Votano was seen by Dr. Tenen, T-E-N-N-E-N. Period. She reported being injured on 12-29-20 when she slipped and fell on an outstretched left arm. Period. She did not recall hitting her head or neck. Period. She started having neck pain that shoots down to the left upper extremity from time to time as well. Period. She had x-rays at an urgent care facility, which were essentially unremarkable. Period. She complained of intermittent numbness and tingling from time to time. Period. Her pain had been worsening. Period. Over-the-counter ibuprofen brought some pain relief but caused significant GI upset. Period. She had not participated in physical therapy to date. Period. Clinical exam found left cervical spine rotation was limited to 40 degrees but was normal to 70 degrees on the right. Period. She also had normal flexion and extension with no tenderness at the midline. Period. There was no step off. Period. Sperling was mildly positive to the left. Period. Sensation is intact in all dermatomal distributions in the left and right upper extremities to light touch. Period. Range of motion of the left shoulder was limited. Period. Dr. Tenen had her undergo x-rays of the left shoulder and cervical spine to be inserted. Period. She also reviewed the x-rays of the left shoulder that she brought with her. Period. Diagnoses of cervicalgia, comma, cervical strain slash whiplash injury, comma, left shoulder pain status post-fall on outstretched arm with concern for underlying fracture and possible rotator cuff strain or tear, comma, and new onset headaches were rendered. Period. She was immediately referred for MRI studies of the cervical spine and left shoulder. Period. Medications were also prescribed. Period. She was going to be referred to Dr. Ferenz for further evaluation relative to her left hand. Period. In paragraph on 122-21, she did undergo a cervical spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. These results were reviewed with her on 127-21. Period. Dr. Tenen then diagnosed C5-6 and C6-7 disc herniation with some cord compression causing moderate stenosis. Period. She recommended the patient establish care with a spine surgeon. Period. She was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. Due to the mild weakness in the left upper extremity, she was going to remain out of work. Period. Cyclobenzaprine was also prescribed. Period. The results of a left shoulder MRI were not documented. Period. She followed up through 2/4/21 with progressive weakness in the upper extremities. Period. She again was referred for a course of gentle physical therapy, this time by Dr. Lospinuso, L-O-S-P-I-N-U-S-O. Period. He explained it was unlikely this would provide definitive care given the clinical findings and radiographic findings on the outpatient MRI. Period. He thought it was most likely spinal surgery would be definitive care for the given condition. Period. He anticipated this would involve C4-5, comma C5-6, comma, and possibly C6-7. Period. The petitioner currently relates that she did undergo neck surgery by Dr. Reich, R-E-I-C-H, but we are not in receipt of his operative report or other progress notes. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal. Hands, elbows normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. She remained in her sweatpants, limiting proximal visualization of pinprick testing. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were 3+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period. There was non-localizing loss of sensation in the left foot, but this was otherwise intact. Spine cervical inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with her surgery, but preserved low dotted curve. Period. Active flexion was to 45 degrees, comma bilateral side bending to 30 degrees, comma rotation right 65 degrees and left 35 degrees. Period extension was full to 60 degrees, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral, delete these supine straight leg raising maneuvers, otherwise normal. Impressions. 12/21/20, Donna Vatano slipped and fell walking out of work. Period. We are not in receipt of her contemporaneous treatment notes relative to that incident. Period. She came under the care of Dr. Tenen on 1/13/20 at the request of an unnamed doctor. Period. She reported significant symptoms and was quickly referred for an MRI of the cervical spine and shoulder. Period. The shoulder results were not documented, and it is unclear whether it was performed. Period. She did have a cervical spine MRI on 1/22/21 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. Lospinuso, who referred her to a spine surgeon. Period. As noted above, she relates undergoing cervical spine surgery by Dr. Reich, but we are not in receipt of any of his documentation. Period. New paragraph. There is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. I suspect there were degenerative changes that contribute to her surgery and this estimate of disability. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory left hand, comma, arm, comma, or ribs. Period. End.